Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, we'll start with you today. Not to slight Ron in any way, shape, or form, but I'm very curious as to your well-being this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. I wonder why you asked that. And Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Ron, why is Bob curious why I asked how he is? That's just a normal
decent,
question.
Decent, normal human right? thing it's to decent, do, right?
Yeah, right, off the top of the show, basically,
but
how
you
are you?
You made it sound like I have something that I'm not aware of.
No, we had a nice, quick interaction via text today. We're going to do the second round of, what did we call it last week? I don't remember what we called it, the showdown on
Some
Monday?
Some version of the showdown.
What was it? Yeah, we're going to do that today. The midday showdown is what it was. That's exactly right. No, it was perhaps I used too many words. Just a general inquiry. How are you? And I'm wondering if you can turn that question on to Ron. Bob, would you ask him how he is?
Yeah, I miss seeing you guys. I miss Ron in person. Ron, how have you been? Did you grow
a
longer beard? Or?
I have a story for you guys this morning. I had a rather challenging a challenging weekend. May I share my idiocy with you guys? Is that okay?
Please.
Yeah.
You know, it started last week. I got some takeout food, and I walked out without my credit card. I've done that repeatedly. This time, you know, the bartender, Nicole, she works at Domenico's and Jimmy Juan, saved me, called me right away, eased my mind. I didn't even know I left it. Yesterday, I go to Giant Eagle in the morning. I go through the line. I pay with my credit card. I put it in my wallet. I get out to my car. I put the stuff in my car. I go to get a cup of coffee at the Getco next door, reach for my wallet, and it's gone. I don't know where my wallet is, okay? Now, you know, I'm not terribly petrified yet, but I'm getting there. So I race back in. I go to where I checked out. The woman, Lorraine, really nice, that checked me out. I'm sorry, sir. No, don't see any wallet here. I go back to the parking lot. I'm looking all through my car. I'm looking under my car, thinking it fell. I go back in. I spent at least a half an hour in Giant Eagle looking for it, and it dawned on me that I probably left it in my cart because I didn't have a pants with pockets on. So I put my wallet on that little, you know, like where a kid sits in the cart. Walked out without it. Now I'm spending 15 minutes trying to look at every single cart if I can find it in there. I'm thinking no driver's license, no credit cards, no medical card, no anything. I go home. I lose at least 5 years of my life. I wait about an hour or two. I call. A wonderful woman named Patty answers. Goes, what's your name? I go, Cook. She goes, yeah, a woman turned it in. She found it in one of the carts. I lost at least 5 years of my life.
Oh.
Am I an absolute idiot or am I an idiot? Go ahead and answer that question
honestly. No, you're not. It happens to the best of us, Ron. And the story, the moral in the end is that there are still decent people out there like our friend Patty. Should have had her on the air today.
That's, you know, I don't know. Pat, they turned it into Patty, but she was so kind. you know, all the money was there. I didn't even care about that because I'm a guy that carries about $3 around mostly at all times. But I just, the license is the thing. You can't live in this country without a driver's license. You can't do anything. And, oh, man. So
it happens,
once I got
it
that back.
It happens to everyone, Ron. I
my day improved dramatically. Thank you.
Well,
I'm glad.
Like I
Bob,
said,
what's
I
the moral of that story
that.
To you?
What's that?
Yeah. No, go ahead. The moral of the story to you is what?
The moral of the story is it's hard to go back to have like a checklist of everything because you just don't think that way. You're out. You're doing it. There's nothing you can do to prevent it. It happens to everyone, young people, old people, more so with older people. But the bottom
you,
line is
I appreciate that.
But I'm including myself in there, Ron. You know, I mean, I learned a lesson once about just little things that you shouldn't do, you know, like tinkle and tweet at the same time. If you're in a toilet, you don't want to be doing that one handed. And the next thing you know, the cell phone's in the toilet.
Wow. That happened to you?
I've never done that. I've never done that, Joe.
Well, you know how much I like to tweet.
Yes. Even while tinkling. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. That's JP Roofing and Siding. And Bob Pompiani, brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, Bob, finish it.
Make today the day.
Yes, sir. We got a Penguins weekend that was perfect, at least in terms of points available, points attained. 4-for-4. They're back in playoff position, although the Flyers have games in hand. I like where the Penguins are at. I thought Saturday was going to be a huge game and was a huge game for the direction of their season. And now suddenly you look up, they're 9-4 in their last 13. 6 of those 9 wins have come in regulation. And then there's the schedule that we keep mentioning, but it bears mentioning because when you break it down, look at the Islanders and the Capitals. And a nice call by you, Pomp, to predict that the Islanders would rise to the top of the division. However, and this doesn't mean that they won't win the division or anything. In fact, it's a credit to them, but it's also a fact that the Islanders are 8-1 against Buffalo and Jersey. The Capitals are 7-1 against Buffalo and Jersey. So those two teams, the Islanders and the Capitals, have 29 wins between them. 15 of those wins, more than half, have come at the expense of the bottom feeders in the division, Buffalo and Jersey. The Penguins haven't played those teams yet, not once. So I love the way that the schedule shapes up for the Penguins. I think they make the playoffs in the end, and I think the Capitals are the odd team out. How about you guys? Ron?
Well, I wrote off of both games, watched every second, and I was just so impressed by how they played, how they responded to that Thursday night debacle where they blew it. Again, they show the amazing skill they have. Those, you know, two goals against the Flyers last week were in a minute 11, I believe. They ended up losing that game. But last night, 3 goals in 61 seconds, marvelous play. Kapanen has brought out the best in Malkin, I think. They're playing so much better, and the goaltending was solid again last night. Last night it was Joe, your friend DeSchmidt, did a nice job, I thought. Although the defense in front of them, I thought, was as good as it's been all year. They didn't have many shots, didn't have many high-quality chances, you know, other than the 2-on-1 early on when the puck jumped over Matheson's stick. I thought they played a complete game. Both of those games, Bob, I was very impressed.
I was really impressed with last night's game more than actually the one on Saturday, and the reason is it's back-to-back, number one. Number two, they had started DeSmith, who hasn't played all that much lately. The way they played in front of him after an 8-1 shots disadvantage, I thought was very, very important, considering, again, it was back-to-back, and I thought their level of play got better. The Rangers are younger, they're faster, but the Penguins kept up and exceeded that and took the play to them, so... I just thought they limited New York's chances. Those are all good signs on a team that has a propensity to kind of not do that and give up odd man breaks, which they did early in this game, Joe. But they clamped down after that, and they played a really – Mike Sullivan had to be really happy with that effort.
Man, I'll say. And again, I think when you look at the schedule, what teams have ahead, we're almost to the halfway mark. It's going to be over before you know it. Before you know it, the regular season's going to be over. As Sully said, the runway is getting shorter. And to me, it's all about the schedule moving ahead. And if the Penguins take care of business, and it's a big if, because Jersey's given them trouble in the past. If they take care of business the way that the Islanders and Capitals have against those teams, I think they're going to be in. Ron, did they impress you enough to where you're changing your prediction of them missing the playoffs yet or no?
No. I retain the right to change. Yeah, I think they, the way they're playing right now, though you said it's a big if, they got to continue to do it. And this, the point you make about the schedule is absolutely right on. They're going to play, you know, last night started 9 of 11 games against the Rangers, Sabres, and Devils. This is the time to make up ground. If they can get, even a point tomorrow night and preferably two, against the Rangers, and you know the Rangers are a pretty decent team. They came in hot. They had won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
They had scored 6 goals in the previous 2 games, and the Penguins just shut them down defensively, and it was nice to see. So yeah, I like where they are now, but I retain the right to change my mind. But I thought these 2 games were just their 2 best wins of the season, and I'm with Bob. Mike Sullivan had to be thrilled.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to what I said, and Joe, it mirrors what you say. That I think Washington is the team that's going to miss out. The Penguins will qualify, but I think barely. I think people may be getting ahead of themselves when they talk about 16 games left against the Sabres and the Devils, only because the Penguins have had issues with some play with teams like that, especially New Jersey. So while it looks encouraging, and the schedule certainly has tilted in their favor, they have to play those games and win those games and not get caught up in some of the stuff that tends to bring them down. And until I see it more consistently, I'll say that those teams could give them a little bit more problem than people are thinking.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks it's going to be easy to get into the playoffs. I think it's going to be a slog as well. I can't imagine anybody out there thinks the Penguins are going to coast into the playoffs. This is going to be a full season trek here. But right now, I'm still saying in, and I'm saying Capitals out. Ron, what are you saying right now? They in or out, and if they're in, who's out?
The Capitals, you say, are in. Oh, man. I guess it would have to be the Capitals. Although Boston is really struggling now. They've had a tough time. They got shut out by Jersey yesterday, 1-0. I mean, I think all these teams, you could throw a hat over them. I like Philly, although Carter Hart has not played real well. I'd probably have to say Philly at this point, but not with any kind of conviction.
Bob?
Well, I still say it's going to be Washington. I'm just not convinced that Washington is the same team that I think we thought or many people thought of coming into this. So I have questions with their goaltending, and I think goaltending is going to be the key to all of these teams, quite frankly. The Rangers have up and down goaltending. Boston is really good in goal. I think New York Islanders have proven that they're good in goal. And I think the Penguins with Jari now in a situation where he's rebounded, I think, they should be pretty steady in goal the rest of the way. So I don't like Washington's goaltending. I think they're overhyped. I think they're also top-heavy, and I think they'll miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're a good team, but a good team's going to have to miss. And, again, I have to point to the schedule. The Bruins, for example, have 8 games against the Sabres, just like the Penguins, all 8 left. For the Bruins, that might be 16 points, honestly, laying out there for them. And the Capitals, on the other hand, listen to how they finish. This is their last 12 games, and there's no more Buffalo or New Jersey for them. And they fattened up on that, to their credit. Their last 12 games, at Philly, at Boston, at Islanders, Islanders, Penguins, Penguins, at the Rangers twice. They've struggled against the Rangers already this season, Capitals have, and then they close out against Philly. So what I think is going to happen, it should happen for the Penguins to make it, is what we've seen happen so far. While these teams are all beating each other's heads in, and there's a bunch of 3-point games and things like that, the Penguins should be winning a lot down the stretch. The Capitals, I don't think, will be. I just read you their last 12 games. And I think it comes down to that. And I think it's going to largely come down to a couple of 3-game series against the Devils and whether the Penguins can beat that team. I'd say you have 6 games, you better win at least 4, maybe get a point in another one. You know what I mean, Ron?
Yep, I know. I mean, it is shaping up nice for them, but I think they'll just tell you they're worried more about how they're playing, and they haven't always played very well this year at times. They've been so inconsistent. Last night they had alternated wins and losses every other game for seven games, and they needed to find a little consistency. They've been great at home. Yeah, I think they're 10-2 now, I want to say. So they'll tell you they're more excited about how they're playing than what the schedule is. And I'm excited about how they're playing, too, because I did not really like how they were playing most of this year, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's about, consistency of play and not relying on what they typically tend to rely on, which are high-skilled players making highly skilled plays. They need to just do the things that they did with zone time. Now, they still have issues, make no mistake. Their fourth line doesn't really exist as we know it. And typically, they like to roll four, but you can't roll four if your fourth is inconsistent, erratic, and not playing very well. So they still have needs. It will be interesting to see what Ron Hextall does at a deadline, if anything. But I get the feeling he's going to be one of those guys who wants to make a deal and make a splash. So we'll see how that goes. Joe?
Let's talk about that next, what the Penguins might, should do. Some people say nothing. A lot of people in this town who talk about hockey a lot don't think the Penguins are a legit cup contender, which means they don't think they can survive the East, because I would say if you get to the semifinals this year, you're an absolute cup contender. So if you're not a cup contender, then what would be the point of adding on to this team? To make them a cup contender? I don't think anybody, if you already don't think they are, would you think one deal would realistically make them one? I don't think so. But I'm not sure I'm in that camp, honestly. And I'm also not sure you're going to run off a bunch of games when your schedule is Islanders, Capitals, Islanders, Capitals, Islanders, Flyers for three. To me, that's my overall point here. Nobody's going to be streaking through that schedule. People are streaking through the Devils and Sabres. That's where streaks are made. So let's talk about what the Penguins might do, what they should do as the trade deadline approaches, and whether we truly believe that this team is capable of a run in the playoffs if they get there. 412-928-9370. Cook and Joe and Bob.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.